But by a Jewish Bezdin Atayim, Kivun the Nofag Ledina Lakotlo, once the Bezdin gave its Psak Din that the person is Chayiv Misa, Katilei, for sure they're going to kill him. It's not called a Chumrei Chayim anymore. We say for sure it's going to be killed. And this the Gemara asked all the kashas backwards now. Omalei Abayis Abayis said back, the Bezdin Shay Yisroel Nami Efshe the Chosalei Chusa. Why do you say for sure when Bezdin Paskins for sure is going to be killed, maybe Bezdin will find the schus, find the right yet for him to stay alive? So Gemara says now, Ki Chosalei Chusa Mikame de Ligmadina. When does Bezdin try and find the schus and change the Psak Din? Only before they gave the Psak Din. But Bosa Gmadina, once Bezdin gave the Psak Din already, by a Jewish Psak Din, Sule Chosle Schusa. They don't look around to try and find Schusim anymore, so therefore he's Becheskas, he's Becheskas that he's for sure dead. And this the Gemara says, Lema Mesaila, let me bring you proof if so. It says the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Kolmokim Shiyam Dushnai, many times two people get up. For Yermun, they're going to say that Midunana was his Pliny, will say this upon this person. Shenig Madina Bebezdin Shaplini. He had a Psak Din in New York that they passed his Chayiv Misa. O Pliny, Pliny Edim. And we were there, we know these, and these are the Edim. His Areza Yehorik. Right now, the L.A. Bezdin kills this person. So you see, we don't look around for Schusim. That there it says, Dilma Bereach Shani, you can't bring me a proof. Here where the person ran away from the New York Bezdin and now came to the L.A. Bezdin, they caught him here, that's why maybe they have him killed right away. We don't look around for his chusim. But could be in a normal case, even after Bezdin gave up Sak, maybe they still look around for his chus. Toshima coming here. It says, Aloha, Shoma mi Bezdin shall Yisrael. If you heard from a Jewish Bezdin that they were saying, Ish Pliny Mace, this person died. Ish Pliny Nerik, this person was killed. So Lachur is Yasiyu Asishtai. The wife has a right to remarry right now. She has a right to believe the Bezdin that her husband was dead or killed. Is dead or killed, therefore she has a right to remarry. What about if she hears it from Mikum Netarisa and Shlev Tikachovim? She only hears this from the executors, the Goyeshe executors. Then that Ish Pliny Mace, like this person died, Ish Pliny Nerik, this person was killed, is Al Yasiyu Asishtai. In this case, the wife cannot remarry, that she cannot trust the guy. Alright, the turnover. So now again, the Gemara asks the Kasha again, my mace or my nerig? What does it mean that he was dead or that he was killed? Elaim, if you want to tell me, mace mamish, that they're saying mamish, he's dead. For nerig mamish, they know for sure he was killed. That's what the Jewish Bezdin is saying. The same case is talking about by the Goyish, by this Goyim that they execute us. If so, Amaya Yasiyu Asishtoi, how come the wife cannot remarry? Hokai Malon. We hold that Kol Mesich Lefitumai Hemunem Hemnele. Anytime the Goyim stands say over a thing through a story talk, we believe them. As long as we don't ask them for information, we're not afraid they're going to lie. Habafrat over here, by Iguna, there's always a svar, like we say, the Rabbanim believe in Eidechot, the same as Baila, with the svar, the Isha's Daiko Mintzava. The Isha herself checks it out to make sure the husband is really dead. So if so, we should be semech on the Goyim here, Mesilch Feitumai. Sakam, it says here, she can't remarry. El Allah doesn't have to be talking about this in the case here. Mace doesn't mean he's really dead. Just means Yaitzilomis. He was being taken out to die. Or else when Nerag Yitzlog was taken out to be killed. Oktani still it says Bezdin Shay Yisrael Yasiyu Asishtai. Says that by Jewish Bezdin, she's later remarried. So we see again a proof that as soon as there's a Psak Din, we say for sure he's going to be killed. So Mara says, no, maybe there's no proof here. Liyerlam could be the case here was Mace Mamish, where the Bezdin is telling us he died already. Or else when Nerag Mamish, he was killed. So then the question was that the Kavosa Gabriel de Gehovim. Amai loy, your question was, how come by the Goyisha people, the executors, we don't believe them? For your kaim alone, we hold. Techol mesich lefetumei hemune mehemnei, that whenever they tell it over in the story talk, we believe what they're saying. Sa'atayahani miluem was this said, bimusid leshaychiba. Only to something they don't have to brag about it, they don't have to gain about the story. Then we believe what they're saying. Avo benilso de shaychibo, but something they have to do with it, that they gain on the story. They could brag about it, they could brag that they killed people, is avdi liachzuki shikrayu. Then we have to be afraid they must probably they're lying, therefore the wife has no right to remarry because the goyim told her this. Because we have to be afraid, maybe these goyim just want to boast and brag that they killed a lot of people today, but maybe they really did not kill this man, her husband. Therefore, she can't remarry. To so, we don't have a proof to the second Ika the Amri. Okay, we'll stop here. We have holding that Chof Tesom and Aleph by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, HaMevi get Beretz Yisrael. If a shliach brings a get from the husband to the wife in Eretz Yisrael, so in Eretz Yisrael you do not have to say b'fonai nichtam b'fonai nechtam. Now v'chola, on the road, on the way, the shliach becomes sick. So the locher is hareze mishalcha b'yadachar. He has the right to send the get b'yadachar. He can make a shliach by himself, not in front of Beis Din, because you don't have to say b'fonai nichtam. Mashenken in Chutz Loretz, where you do have to say before Nanichtov, we'll see that's the next Mishnah. You have to make a new Shliach in Beis Din, because first you have to say before Nanichtov. But here that the Shliach was in Eretz Yisrael, you do not have to say before Nanichtov, so you can appoint another Shliach by yourself. Let's say the husband tells the Shliach that Toili Heimeno Chayfetz Ploini, when you go to give my wife the get, I also want you to take back from her a certain object, chefetz ploini. So the locher is, lo yeshachenu biyadachar. Now the shliach cannot appoint another shliach, because since he has to take back an object, the husband like only trusts this one, and not somebody else. Like the Mishnah says, the husband has a right to say, she'en ritzoinoi she'eh pikdoinu biyadachar. I don't want somebody else to be holding on to my object. I'm sending you to get it, and I do not want you to let somebody else take it. So Gemara says like this. Omar Rav Kana, Cholo Tanan. It says in the Mishnah that when could a shliach like appoint another shliach, only if he becomes sick, like he's an onus. But if he would not be an onus, if he's normally, he could do the shlichus himself, then he would not be allowed to appoint another shliach. When the husband gave this shliach the get, he has to take it, and he can't give it over to somebody else. So Gemara says, Pshita, of course, Cholo Ketoni, it says in our Mishnah Cholo, it says, may the get Beretz Yisrael v'cholo. So what is Rav Kana teaching us, Cholo Tanan, Pshita, even without Rav Kana, I would know it. In the Mishnah it says that the shliach became sick. So Gemara says, no, now the time I would have thought to say, Hu ha'din afagav deloy cholo. Maybe the shliach has a right to appoint another shliach to give over the get, even if he did not get sick. If so, v'haytik toni cholo, why does the Mishnah say that the shliach became sick, then he has a right to appoint another one? I'll tell you, urcho demilsa katoni, that's the normal way. The normal way, like, why should a shliach give it over to somebody else? Like, if first he accepted the get from the husband, so he accepted to do the job, so usually we say, shliach, I say shliach usay. The shliach does what he's supposed to. How come here the shliach wants to give it over to somebody else? So most probably the normal thing is that he became sick. That's why he wants to give it over. But in the case where he does not become sick, just normally they don't give it over. But maybe if he wants to give it over, he could give it over. That's what Kana's Chiddush know, that the only time he could is if he's sick. But if he's not sick, he has no right to make another shliach. Gemara says, Nahechi Dami. Now the Gemara says, Hechi Dami. What's the case talking about? Idi Omalei Hoylach. If the husband just went to the Shlich and said, Hoylach, take the get. Say, if so, Afagav the Loichola Nami, then the Locha should be not like Rav Kana. Even if the Shlich did not become sick, still he should have the right to make another Shlich, like we'll soon see. Vidi Omalei Ata Hoylach. If the husband told the Shlich, I want you to take it. He said, Loshin Ato, you. Then the locha should be that Afilu Chola Namiloi. Even if the Shliach became sick, also it should be also for him to point another Shliach. And Viv Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that we'll soon see, he holds that Afilu Chola Namiloi. That even if the first Shliach becomes sick, still he has no right to appoint another Shliach. Titania, we learned like this. If a husband says to the Shliach, Hoylich get zel yishti, take this get to my wife. So the locher is hareze mishalcha biyadacher. Like the shliach has the right to appoint another shliach. Mashmi, even if he does not become sick. Stam, he has the right to appoint another shliach. The husband was not makpid, only he should do it. He just said, you take the get, but somebody else could also take it. If he said, atoheila gets elishti, if the husband said, aloshin of ato, you should take this get, then the locher is, harezeh lo yishachenu biyadachar. So shliach is now allowed to appoint another shliach. He himself has to take it. Since the husband said, aloshin of ato, you, he cannot appoint another one. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel know that ben kach, whichever lashon the husband said, whether he said ato or he didn't say the word ato, still ain hashliach ois hashliach, that the shliach has no right to appoint another shliach. So the tzchur lekashas on mavkarnom, who does our mishnah go like then? If you say only because he's sick, who does the mishnah go like? So Gemara answers, boy, you say, I tell you holach. That the Mishnah is talking about that the husband only said lashon of holach, take this get to my wife. For Yehuda chola, and it just means and he got sick. Now that's what it says. Now when the pshat in the brisa, when the brisa says that if the husband says holach, take the get, he has a right to send it with another person. It also only means if the shliach became sick. But if the shliach did not become sick, then even though the husband only said a lashon of holach, take it, he has no right to appoint another shliach. So therefore the mishnah comes out good, even though the husband said a lashon of holach, it's only mutter to appoint another one if he became sick. But if the shliach is not sick, he cannot appoint another one. The boy you say, another teretz I'll tell you is no. Ato holach. The mishnah is talking about where he said, the husband said a lashon of ato holach. He wants you to take the get. Since so, the Brisa says then that you're not allowed to appoint another shliach, but I'll tell you, v'chol shani, he can't appoint another one just like this. But in the case where he becomes sick, he's like an onus, then he has permission to appoint another one. So that's what our mishnah means, dafka, because he became sick. But if he would not be sick, we're talking about in the case where the husband said ato, which means you means you and nobody else. The boy is saying, another terrace I could even answer you, I'll tell you, that our mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. He says, no matter which way the husband says, whether ato or holach, you cannot appoint another one. I'll tell you, even according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, v'chol shani, that he would agree where the first shliach becomes sick, that that's different. Then the shliach has the right to appoint another one. Where he became sick, that's different. He's an onus. Like then the husband for sure wants the get to be given over, so he would let him appoint another one. Tanan, we learned like this. Says Hamei, now Mishnah says, Hamei v'get beretz Yisrael, v'chol l'nishlich becomes sick, hareze mishalcho biyadachar. He has the right to appoint another shliach. For the Gemara Uriminu, I have a kasha. A Gemara later says, O malishnayim, tenu get liishti, if the husband goes over to two people and tells them that I want you to give a get to my wife. Like the get is not written up yet. He's telling them to nu get liishti, which is really like saying, go and write the get. Or else, oyle shloish, or else he says to three people, kisvu get utnu, write up a get and give it. Or he says, oyle shloish, tell three people, kisvu get utnu liishti. So the locher is hare elu yichtavu v'yitnu. It says clearly that either these two or three people, they have to like have the get written up. They have to write the get, one of them, and they have to give it over. They have to be like the Yedim. And the diyek is inu in. Only these could do it. Avo shliach loy, but they're not allowed to appoint somebody else to do it. So the question is, why not? And now Mishnah says that you are allowed to appoint another shliach. And Eretz Mashma, only these and nobody else could do it. Mashmi, even if they get sick, they're not allowed to appoint somebody else. So how come now Mishnah says, I call upon him when the shliach becomes sick, he's allowed to appoint another person. So the Morin says, Amr Abaya, ho some time am I, you know why over there it's different? Mishum bizoyin the baal. Over there it's a big bizoyin the baal. It's something embarrassing to the husband. Like Rashi explains, she'olov lichtav hasaget. Really the husband is the one that's supposed to write the get. And therefore, if he himself can't write the get, he's embarrassed, like when he has to tell a sefer to write it for him. So when he tells these people, I want you to write it for me, it's like a little embarrassing to him. So therefore, he only wants these people to do it, and nobody else. Therefore, here the husband is makpid, he does not want anybody else to have to get written, only these people. Therefore, they cannot tell somebody else to do it. Because here we're talking about writing up the get. But Hocha, now in Mishnah, we're talking about the get was written up already. It could be the husband wrote the get himself. Now it's only a question of giving the get over to his wife, or Shliach Lo'alocha. So I'll tell you over here, Baal Lo'kopet, here the smurda should not bother the husband. Why should it bother the husband? Who takes the get? My nafkamina, what's the difference if it's this person or another person? Like the husband did what he's supposed to do, he had to get written up. Just giving it over, here it doesn't bother the husband. That's why our Mishnah says that if the shliach became sick, he has a right to appoint another one. Rav Omer, Rav says like this, I'll tell you the Mishnah is a little bit different for a different reason. Mishum demilin ninu, o milu le mimsirin le shliach. I mean, the Gemara over there, later, in Samech Vav, there it's talking about where he's telling these people to go and write the get. So it's only called mili, he's only telling them words. Like the get, like in our Mishnah, the get was already written up, and now the shliach is taking the get to give it over. That's a real good shlichus. When you have the get in your hand, that's a good shlichus. You could appoint another shliach. But over there, the get was not written up yet. The husband told these two or three people, go and write the get. So all these people have in their hand is only the words of the husband. That's called mili. And that's the klal, mili le mimsur le shliach. If you only have like a tzivu, a commandment to go and do something, you can't give over this commandment to somebody else. It's not in the parasha of shlichus. Tomorrow says, now my benayu, what's the difference between these two terutzim? Whether it's a svara over there, the husband's embarrassed, or it's a svara over there, since he only told them to write the get, it's only words, and words you can't give over. I'll tell you, Ikebnah, the difference is, shliach matona. Whether you make a shliach to have a shtar, a matona written up. You want to give somebody a present, so you tell like somebody to write me up the shtar. That's the difference. If it's a svarim, bizoyin, the baal's embarrassed. So over there, there's no reason to be embarrassed. Rashi says, shliach matona. Shama balabayis lebeiz edim, kisvu shtar matona leploini. But the balabos tells to edim, go and write me up a shtar. See time of the get mishum bizoyinu. If the reason why by get it's no good to appoint another shliach is because the husband's embarrassed, Hatay Rashi says, here we can't say the husband becomes embarrassed. Sherei ain olav lekoisvoy. The one that's giving the present, he does not have to have the get written up. The shtar, the tenan. V'hamakabel noisin es aschar. The one that receives the present, he's the one that's supposed to pay the soifer. Hilkar, therefore, If the person that wants to give away the matana tells someone to write up the shtar, somebody else could also write up the shtar. But if the svar is in mili, that when you only have a commandment to do something, there's no object there, it's only words, so if the owner of the matana told two people to write up the shtar, he only gave them over words, he gave them over a commandment to do something. So that commandment, those words cannot be given over to another shliach. If this svar is that mili words cannot be given over, even by a shtar matana would also be yosa. But if the reason is because the bizoy in the baal's embarrassed, that's only by a get and not by a shtar matana. And the Gemara says these two svaras over plukta to Rav Shmuel, it's taka machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, that Rav ama matana any get, Rav holds no, a matana is not like get. In other words, a matana, there's no bizoy in the baal. Because the Noisen Matana does not have to have to get written up, the shtar. Therefore, the shliach could appoint somebody else. Who Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, Matana already could get. That Matana has the same halacha like a get. That the svar is Mishum Mili. If you only have a commandment, words to do, you didn't write up the get yet, you only have a tzivah, a commandment to go to write up the get, so for that you cannot give over to a shliach. So there's no difference whether it's a get, Isha, or whether it's a shtar matana. In both cases, when the husband told you to go, or the owner told you to go do something, kol zman was not done yet, you cannot appoint another shliach. Because since there's only words involved, and mili lamimsum the shliach. That's what we paskin like Shmuel. Then the Mishnah says, v'yemom aloi toili hemenu chafetz ploini. If the husband tells the shliach that when you go and give the get to my wife, I also want you to take back an object. I want you to take back my watch from her. So Omer Rosh Lakish said that Kan Shana Rebbe, and now Mishnah Rebbe taught us the klal that Ein Hashoyel Rishoyel Hashel. If you borrow something from your friend, you should know you're not allowed to lend it out to somebody else. V'Ein Hasoicher Rishoyel Haskir. If you rent something from somebody, you're not allowed to rent it out to somebody else. So Rashi says that's Pshan Mishnah also. The Od Tanan, that's what our Mishnah says. Rashi says Lo Yeshachenu BeYadachar, you can't send it in the hands of somebody else. Lo Mishum Betul Shlicha the Gitin Nakat Lo, not because of the get. El Od Tanan Lo Yeshachenu Lashmina the Enasher Moshel Hashul. Like, why does our Mishnah say you cannot appoint somebody else to take this pikodin, to take this thing back from your wife? Because that's a sore. If I appointed you to hold on to it, you're not allowed to give it at the hands of somebody else. Like, whenever you're holding an object of mine, there's always this svara, Shein Ritzoyne Sheh Pikdoyne Biyad Achar. I trust you with my things and not somebody else. So if I lend it to you or I rent it to you, I only trust you with it. And you have no right to give it out to somebody else. Simora says, Omar Lari Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said back, Zu, this halacha, afilu tinoiko shobeis rabon, yoidenoiso. Even the kids in Cheden know this halacha. Said Rashi, di meshilu loi, loi letzor hacheru meshilu. If I lend you something, it's for your use and not for anybody else's. That you're not listening to the Oni, getting him angry like that. That we know in Svara Pshita. If I lend you something, it's for you and not for anybody else. And I don't need Rebbe to tell us. And now Mishnah, we learn this. Ela, so Rabbi Yechon says, what is our Mishnah teaching us? Rather, our Mishnah saying a bigger Kiddush. Ela, the Mishnah means to say that Zimnin Tegita Namalei Hevei. Our Mishnah means to say sometimes the husband is so makpid, it bothers him so much that even the get is not called a good get. The Naset comes out as it's as if Kimi Shomaloi al Tigarish Gar Shelem Abayis. It's as if sometimes the husband tells the shliach, I only want to give the get in a house. The Gir Shemali and gave it on the attic upstairs, that the get is no good. Or else al Tigar Shelem Yimin only gave it on the right hand. The Girsha B'smoy gave it to in the left hand, that it's no good. So now Rabbi Yechon is saying, our Mishnah means to say, when the husband said, I want you to take the object, so a certain time there's so much hakpod here, that if he doesn't do the way the husband told him, even the get would not be good either. So Gemara says like this, the Kula Yalm, everybody agrees, Heicha Denafko Liyapei, when the wife herself comes out to the Shliach, and she gives to him first the chayfetz, the object. For her the shakle mine gita, and then the shliach gives her a get, is kula yam aloi pliga the gita gita. Meyali, everybody agrees then that the get is a good get. So Rashi said, the mita kamer of Yechonin zimna the gita namli heve, since of Yechonin just said, sometimes the get is no good. Mashma, that most times it is good. Even though he appointed another shliach to take this object. So to say like this, that with the shliach appointed a second shliach, and the wife goes down and gives it to her, so Rashi says, even though it's a svara, the husband does not want his object to be in somebody else's hands, but shlichas the gita le botel. But here, the second shliach, the first one had a right to appoint him, sees called the shliach to give over the get is still a good get, like any other shliach of a get. That we say, our Mishnah says that when he becomes sick, he has a right to appoint another shliach, because the Baal is not makpid on this. Yeah. But when is the year makpid? We'll soon see. The Mora says, Ki pligi, where's the machlekes? Like, where does the Yechonin say that the husband means even to be mevato, the shliach of the get? When the husband tells the shliach like this, the husband told the first shliach, Shokel me.